There you go. Hopefully it's
excellent.
Yeah. I delayed it a little bit on my end. I think I'm still kind of half asleep, but it should work.
It'll be fine.
All right.
Okay. Hold on. Wait a minute. Izzy Nobre.
Yes.
Welcome. No, this is an intro. Like, you don't step on the intro. Izzy Nobre. You could look, step on whatever you want.
I'm such an amateur. Let's start again. Do it again.
I just realized, no, this is all staying in.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not cutting. This is gold. You kidding me? I'm telling like a broadcaster how to do his job over here. Hey, Izzy Nobre, welcome.
Thank you so much.
To Asterios Talks to Stray. No!
Oh, my goodness!
You paused.
I thought I was filling in on your gap there. Okay.
That's the problem with you millennials, is that if there's a single second of silence, you're like, I have to fill this with content. Oh!
Apparently, yeah.
I think we're the same age.
I was going to say, I'm 33. Do I count as a millennial?
I'm 35. Well, you know what we are?
What are we?
Because marketers have a term for it. I'm not kidding. We are Gen Xials.
Gen Xials. I like that.
Gen Xials. It's like we have the what's the phrase? The mopiness and sense of direness of Generation X, but we're as poor as millennials.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. I always wanted to belong, so I finally have a group to call. So Gen Xials, I like that.
Gen X, because look, do you feel like a millennial? Do you?
I mean, I'm on Twitter all the time. Does that count?
No, because Trump's on Twitter all the time, and he's like 90.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's like Mumra the ever-living from the brand new great cartoon Thundercats, boom, or whatever it is.
Man, the internet is angry about that cartoon.
All my friends write for that cartoon. I'm not kidding. I went to college with like everyone who writes for that cartoon, and these kids were the funniest kids in my college. So I'm kind of like, well, this thing can't be bad. Can it?
Gotta give it a chance at least. Because the thing is, people like... See, the internet is weird in that they complain it's something is too samey. But then when people go in a different direction altogether, trying something completely new, they say, well, that's too different. Now I'm feeling alienated and angry. I don't like it.
Wait, I think I can back up what you're saying with concrete examples. Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Did you like it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't think it was the best goddamn movie in the world, but I liked a lot of that movie, you know? But the thing is, a lot of people are like, wah, this is different. Like they went in a different direction with Rey's parents. Why did they go in a different direction? I thought Snoke was going to be the bad guy. This is all different. And it's like, oh, so you guys don't like different, huh? Huh? Because you've been complaining about everything being the same. 10 tickets to me. Sorry, that's a different show. But I just feel good about that opinion. What do you think of it?
See, I don't mind things going different. I don't mind the creator, the storyteller, trying to spice things up. The thing I had with The Last Jedi is that I felt, and feel free to point out that this opinion is completely wrong, because I'm used to having wrong opinions.
I won't.
But I feel like The Last Jedi made The Force Awakens retroactively worse in that a lot. I can back that up.
I'm not actually trying to interrupt you. I'm just trying to go whoa, but then I expect you to keep talking.
Look, here's the problem, okay?
Okay.
I feel like JJ set up what I know, like this is something that it's his MO, like the mystery boxes, quote unquote. Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a lot of mystery boxes in The Force Awakens, and it's heavily implied that the next film is going to address these things. But just like in Lost, he sets up mysteries for the sake of them. I gave up on that show by like the fifth or sixth episode when it was clear to me that he was just like starting all these weird mysteries, but he had no intention of going back to them anytime soon. He's just like, oh, so what about this and what if that? I'm like, okay, I'm in. I like the intrigue, but I need that to pay off. I need it to make sense, because anybody can come up with like a mystery if you're not going to worry about having that connect and tie together in the end. If you're just coming up with like, what if that? Isn't that weird? Then it's cheap to me. And that's how it felt like when I watched The Last Jedi. I felt like, hey, all of those things that were set up in the previous movie that I was expecting to get some payoff for those, It didn't happen, so I was very sad and frustrated in the theater.
Right. They did something different, and you didn't like it. Nah!
Not different. Asterisk, it's not just because it's different. Nah. I just felt like, listen. They heavily implied that Rey's lineage, her parents, had some significance to the plot. Right, we didn't all collectively had an illusion that was implied, and that's why we had all these fan theories. And look, people come up with fan theories, and the movie goes a different direction. That's okay. That's gonna happen. We're not gonna get it right all the time. But there's a reason everybody was coming up with those theories, and that's because JJ heavily leaned the story towards, hey, this is important. Feel invested in this. There's going to be a payoff to this, and there wasn't. So.
Well, let me tell you what I have to say to that. Rey Kenobi. Rey.
That's what everybody expected,
Palpatine,
I think.
Rey Skywalker. Rey Solo.
Calrissian. How about Calrissian? Maybe she's adopted.
Rey Calrissian. Is that better? Is it? Because to me.
A little bit.
Wait, is it? Wait, why is that better?
A little bit.
Wait,
because, like,
why?
I said, not because she has to be related to somebody, but because the previous movie sort of established that. So it would be a narrative payoff to, like, hey, you know, like, she's super special, and, like, people are asking about her. There's this girl, like, she knows about, like, she is a Force user, even though she barely even knew what the Force was, and Luke's saber called out to her, and there's, like, Han Solo, like, implies that she's, like, kind of, he treats her like a daughter, pretty much, right?
He does.
So, like, I'm okay with, like, she's not related to anybody, right? Like, not every Star Wars has to have the I'm your father moment where everyone is related to everyone else. I get that. That's fine. But if the movie is going to heavily suggest that there's some connection between her and some other important family in the Star Wars universe, when that doesn't happen, there's this cognitive dissonance where, like, wait, what about all of those moments in the previous movie where they were kind of hinting at this, and now it isn't? It feels like any other JJ production where he comes up with a bunch of mysteries but not doesn't bother to connect that to the actual story, and that feels upsetting to me.
Well, look, I get it. You were told that you'd be given an answer.
Yes.
And you're not given one. You're like, where's my answer, huh? And then you probably start to say in your head, like, you cuck. But then you're like, do I want to say that out loud? A lot of bad people say that word. Well, now am I all right if I'm saying cuck? So instead you go, like, you wiener.
Because that is, as we know,
alt-right phraseology.
Yeah. Yes.
I love you, Izzy. Okay, wait. Here's what I was going to say. Look, I'll be straight with you, man. The reason I like her parents just being drunks. And by the way, obviously, she was told that by a bad guy who killed his dad.
I knew you were gonna say this, but Rian Johnson has, like, this is word of God, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. He has established that he wasn't lying. Kylo Ren wasn't lying. That's the truth.
Unless Kylo Ren was lied to by the Force or something.
But that's
here's what I like about it. Cause it's just, man, I want the Force to be. I want, like, anybody to be able to have the Force, even that little stable boy at the end of the movie.
Yeah, looking up okay, at I like the sky. That. I like that part. I like that.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, if she's a Kenobi or a Skywalker, then kind of what you're saying is only this special group of people get the Force, you know?
Fair enough.
And so, look, that's why I like it. But I get why you'd be upset. I think another interesting version of the J.J. Abrams mystery box conundrum where zagging turned out to be better than zigging is that show on Fox about the alternate universes.
Which show is that? I don't watch a lot of TV.
I don't know. I've never seen it, and I wouldn't watch it. It's called, like, Prime or something. Well, anyway, look.
I have no idea.
Look, I don't know either. I was hoping you'd know. I was going to fake it.
You're going to fake it till
I was going to.
Here's the problem with that narratively, right? You mentioned the stable boy, he pulls the broom and then he starts sweeping the floor. Again, that flies in the face of everything that was accomplished in the movie. Like, the whole thing is, like, the Jedi are over, we don't need all of this. But then in the end, like, the legend is dead, the hero, and don't get me started on what they did with Luke Skywalker. But in the end, it's like, your hero, he was garbage, he gave up, he was a coward, he almost killed his own nephew in cold blood from behind. Right? And then in the end, like, the whole idea is, like, it's supposed to be, what is the word, like, iconoclast, like, when you're destroying your icons, you're destroying your legends, right?
Yes.
But then in the end, the little kids are back at worshiping those figures and still propelling the legend forward, so what was the point of killing the legend, of killing the icon? We're back at the same place where, like, a kid, not unlike Rey, is hearing all these stories about the Jedi. Doesn't it add up to the same? It feels like he didn't accomplish anything then.
Well, I think what I would say to that is that, like, I think Luke was wrong to try to destroy the myth of the Jedi. Like, I think I mean,
Yoda went along with it. He set the whole thing on fire with lightning from the sky, the sacred text, which, again, it was a fake out because Rey had him in the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, exactly.
That's having your cake and eating it too, don't you think?
Well, I mean, you know, I kind of
like either destroy the myth or don't. But you're doing both, and it's unsatisfying to me. Is it, Aubrey?
Well, you know, I think that Luke failing once, it's like, look, you tried to kill your nephew. Who hasn't? And then he goes and he fucks off on an island and hides and mopes and sucks off a big old Tibby, gets some green milk.
That was so creepy, goddamn.
Off a big Tibby. I like that because I was kind of like, yeah, remember when Star Wars was weird? Because in episode 4 is like weird. There's some weird shit in that movie.
That's true.
And so it's like, and then Yoda's like, you know, hey, failing is a lesson too, you know?
Sure.
And then it turns out that the Jedi are back and that Luke was wrong to try to hide the Jedi. And then a projection of Luke saves Leia just like a projection of Leia needed to be saved by Luke.
Oh.
Full circle.
I hadn't thought of that.
Ring theory. But,
okay, but.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's the problem, yeah, okay? Yeah. Luke Skywalker. I think, like, I would forgive everything that movie did with the exception of the way it treated Luke Skywalker. It was downright unbearable to see the guy who was the hero, the guy who saved the galaxy. Not only that, he saved his dad. His dad was basically an evil space wizard.
We can call him Space Hitler. Like, you can call him that.
Because I wasn't sure if he's Space Hitler or if Palpatine is Space
Hitler. No, that's Space Super Hitler.
Okay, Space Super Hitler and then Space Hitler.
Regular.
Right? Hitler. So he brought back regular Space Hitler from peak Hitlerdom.
Yes,
Space Hitlerdom. He did. Right?
Yes, so with his whining and screaming because he was getting electrocuted.
Yeah, and then he's like, oh man, I probably should save my kid.
Yeah, exactly. So like the only he brought him back by going like, dear father, help. My bone, you can see some of my bones. Oh, father.
This hurts so much. Oh, my God. Look, you can't tell me that same guy, okay, went by himself without his lightsaber against Super Hitler and regular variety Space Hitler. Yeah. And then his little nephew, who barely knew the Force, he's like, oh, no, man, this is too much. I better kill him right here, right now, because this is it. No, that doesn't jive. Like, those can't be the same characters. It doesn't work that way. And you know what else upset me? We never see why he turned to the dark side to begin with. We're just told, yeah, he's turning evil. I guess I might as well kill him now.
Oh, Kylo? Well, I mean,
yeah.
I think his turn to the dark side was complete when his weird uncle tried to stab him in the middle of the night with a laser sword.
But why was he turning to the dark side to begin with?
Oh, probably because he was just an angry little teen. You know, he's Solo. They got no respect. He's Solo. He's all like, I got no respect. You know how the famous Solo phrase, like, I get no respect? That's what he was.
I don't think that's Solo. I think that's another guy.
I don't know. And look, they're both rascals, aren't they? Aren't they both scoundrels?
Look, I'm very curious what the split's going to be in the comments for this episode, because I wonder how your audience feels about The Last Jedi. Overall, I'm a huge, huge, huge Star Wars nerd, but this new series by Disney, and look, I wasn't a naysayer from the beginning, right? When they bought Lucasfilm, I was like, I'm in. Put up 10 Star Wars movies a year, I'll go see all of them. And now I'm getting, like, Solo recently was
Don't
the opposite.
Spoil it.
I'm not going to say anything about the movie other than the fact that I liked it, and I feel like I'm the only person on the internet who liked it.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet. I'll tell you what, maybe here's an area that we can find some agreement. I liked The Force Awakens better than The Last Jedi. What do you think?
I, I liked it a lot on first viewing. I've always liked it better than The Last Jedi, because I didn't even like Last Jedi on first viewing. And today, I don't like it as much. Like, I watched it on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I saw that movie 4 times in theaters. Maybe that's why I don't like it so much now. I told you I'm a super nerd, right? Yeah. Have you seen me?
Yeah, you look good. Yeah, and you lost a lot of weight.
I did. Thank you. Yeah.
Welcome. How do you keep it off?
That's hard, right? You know what's funny? Spite was a powerful force in my weight loss. It's a powerful force, a powerful motivator. Look, here's the thing. It is really, in the beginning, I ignored people's criticism. It felt very commonplace to say, oh, it's just like A New Hope. But it is, right? It very much is. And that's the thing. When I watch it and I see those familiar beats coming one after the next, I feel like, you know what? I kind of feel like watching New Hope. I haven't seen that one in a while. I didn't see that one 4 times in the theater. Maybe I should go watch that one instead, but it's not on Netflix and I can't find my Blu-ray. So I guess I just watch The Force Awakens yet again.
No, you're going to have to subscribe to Disney's new Disflix to see it.
So they are doing that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've been talking about it for years because they're like, it's going to have Avengers and Star Wars and old racist cartoons in one shop stop, Disflix, D23, baby.
Wait a second. Wasn't Warner Bros. Oh, no, I guess Disney did a bunch of racist cartoons, too.
No, I mean, they because there's a cartoon where, like, Donald Duck is dressed up like a Japanese spy during World War II.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty rough.
Yeah, and look, it's on one hand, I get it, you know? I mean, if I were
It was the zeitgeist of the that era, right? So, I mean, I get it.
Geist, exact. Look, if I'm behind a desk somewhere and I got to draw cartoons, it might get a little salty. I might let my emotions get away with me. Look, nothing I do ages well. Nothing, especially my body.
But I was just gonna say I haven't aged well. No. How would anything else? How could I expect anything else to age well?
Exactly. But the thing I liked about The Force Awakens, I was kind of like, yeah, look, it's A New Hope again. That's fine. But I was kind of like, but man, those prequels were such fuck-ups that, like, they had to, like, dig a big hole. They had to, like, dig their way out of a big hole. And if, like, the only way to get out of that hole was to rip off a movie that I like, because I was like, here's what you got to do, J.J. Abrams. I need an on-base single. I just need you to make it on base, J.J. Abrams. Just, if it's not bad, I'll take it with The Force Awakens. And because it's like, you know, after 15 years of bullshit, it's like, oh, look, protagonists played by likable actors. Like, I don't care their characters aren't that great. You know, I don't care that one of them is just Han Solo. Like, one of them's Spanish Han Solo. You know, I don't care that one of them, there's black Luke Skywalker and then also white Luke Skywalker to say, like, I don't care. It's just, I want to root for something, and I'm rooting for these guys. But I will look, what do you think?
Look, see, the thing is, I was so on board with getting a Star Wars movie every year. And so far, since Solo
is
the
that.
Only one I liked.
I don't want that.
We're getting it, buddy.
I know.
Too late.
I know. I don't know.
We didn't say that soon enough. Now we're getting one every year.
Whether I don't know why like they think. It's like if it was because the thing about the Marvel movies every year was they were also good or
even the cheap. Okay ones are, you know, they're decent.
I
right?
Like 4-1. One.
You like that?
I didn't say I loved it, but it was Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah, I know, right? That came out of nowhere. I didn't know he was the one who directed it. So when his name came up, I'm like, wait, did they pick him just because of, like, the way that Asgardians talk?
Yes! Actually, because that is exactly what... Now, that's really fucking smart, as you know, but that's exactly why they did that. And because they put, what's his name in charge, as Odin?
Anthony Hopkins.
Mr. Shakespeare McBeardo. Like, they're like, you can talk Shakespeare with this guy, you know? Anthony Hopkins is great in Thor 3, too. I love him in Thor 3.
He's Thor got 2 was scenes. All around amazing.
Yeah. The only Marvel movie I haven't seen is Thor 2. Have you seen Thor 2?
Dude, I might as well have not because I don't remember. I have the commemorative cup that I order my Sprite in when I went to see it in theaters. But I swear to God, gun to my head, I couldn't tell you a single thing that happens in that movie.
Why do I want that cup?
I swear to God. Not even joking.
I do want that cup and I don't.
I haven't.
I've had
Dark World, it was called, right?
Thor, the Dark World.
I had no idea what the Dark World is. Swear to God, I have to look it up on Wikipedia.
I'm guessing that it's the world of the Dark Elves.
It's a world where everything is dark.
No.
And there's darkness everywhere. And they're angry because it's so dark.
No.
And they want his hammer.
No, you're thinking of Darkman World. No.
Darkman World. Okay. That's the series of amusement parks they're going to open for the Darkman property.
Exactly.
In Mississauga, Ontario, I think.
Durant. What's Durant up to in Darkman? Visit Darkman and get your picture taken with Darkman. Ride his wrappings, the roller coaster, Darkman. I think it's about the Dark Elves because there's 9 realms. One of them.
Oh, right, yeah.
One of them is like the elf planet or something. And then there's like good guy elves and bad guy elves. And you can tell because the dark ones are racism bad. Racism and / racism, and then the good ones are white again. It's racist.
It's elfist.
I don't like it. And then
I don't remember that movie. I know there's a big ship and it crashes in a harbor like place.
Okay,
remember that?
I didn't see the movie. It's the only one I haven't seen. And look, I could watch it
you
right
didn't
now.
See it?
No, I didn't watch the Dark World. Thor: Dark World. It's the only one I haven't seen. I've seen every other Marvel movie. Period. In the theater. Yeah.
Have you seen Infinity War?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Pretty good.
I was really angry at it at first. And then I had to calm my ass down. I was like, you know what, Asterios, fucking chill out. Yeah, you saw Spider-Man die and you're upset about it, but don't take it out of this movie.
I didn't like that it was 7 hours long, but it was pretty fun.
I thought it was. Because it's like, what, am I going to direct a better movie? Like, they somehow made it work. Like, they somehow made... Because every fucking Marvel team-up book is like... Now, this team will go... Every fucking Marvel super event is like, well, Matt... Now, this team of guys will do this, and this team of guys will do this, and this team of guys will do this, and we'll all beat the bad guy. Like, Secret Wars is that, and fucking the, like, you know, and Infinity War is that. What's the one where...
Infinity Gauntlet is the comic book.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think, what's the comic book where, like, Doctor Doom becomes God?
That's Secret War. That's Secret Wars. Sorry, Secret Wars.
Right. Say, both Secret War in the 80s and Secret Wars are just like, let's put all our characters together and make some weird teams, you know?
Yeah, pretty much. Secret Wars is actually, I like that a lot. It didn't age Secret very Wars. Well because there isn't, like, the art style in the book is like that old school comic book look I'm not a huge fan of.
Oh, Secret but War.
Secret War, one with Beyonder and, Battle World, I think it was called. Yeah. Yes. They all get sucked up. Yeah. So it didn't age super well, and that comic doesn't really say anything. You know, it's really just superheroes battling it out. But I like that comic a lot.
Here's what I heard about the Secret War comic. Secret War.
Sorry, Secret War, you're talking about the one right before Civil War where Nick Fury goes with a bunch of heroes to Latveria? Is that the one you're talking about?
No, that's Gabriella DeLato's Secret War. Which, of course,
Jesus Christ, how many Secret Warriors are there?
There's a lot. I don't know how they're keeping all this a secret. Especially because they came up with a Secret War, too.
That's why they're secret, because there's so many of them. You never know which one they're talking about.
No, the biggest secret of all is, why all this war? Come on,
it's a bunch
guy.
Of decoy. It's a bunch of decoy wars.
Yes, exactly. Proxy wars. No, but here's what I was going to say about the original Secret War. Here's what I heard in college from my stoner roommate, Sean. A toy company like Mattel was like, we're going to release this Battle World playset and these Secret Wars figures, and you got to write a comic book around these toys we're going to make. And Marvel was like, yeah.
That kind of sounds true.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm willing to repeat it as if it's true and stand by it to my death.
I think I want to look into it.
Look at it.
But it does seem like it.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I'm looking it Google up here it. On Wikipedia, and it looks like that's really the case. But you
Sean
know what? You can't
so
fault
smart.
Them. A lot of great, great like properties that were targeted to kids came from, like, the idea was, let's sell some toys to these dumbass kids first, and then we'll worry about the story. Transformers, ostensibly, was entirely, like, based on, like, they just wanted to sell some cars that turn into robots to kids.
Yeah. I interviewed a long time ago, like 15 goddamn years ago, back when I still had hope in my eyes. I interviewed the guy that wrote the Transformers movie, the cartoon movie in the 80s.
The original one, yeah.
Yeah, where, like, all the characters died. And I was like, why'd you kill off everyone?
And they were like, Japan, the toy people told us we had to because we had to make new toys.
Seriously?
I'm not kidding.
Because that makes sense, because otherwise, if you have like Optimus Prime and then whatever other thing next to it on the shelf, the kid's going to go for Optimus Prime. But if you kill him right in front of the kid, like Bambi's mother,
yep,
the kid's going to like, okay, well, I'm going to get invested in this other character now.
Yeah. Rodimus Prime. And I told the guy that wrote this, I was like, why didn't you just like send them to a pocket dimension where they'd be safe, where they'd be safe forever, or send them on a mission into deep space where we wouldn't see them for years, but they would all be safe? And he went, we didn't think of that. We were just told kill them, and we killed them. And then apparently they got a call from Hasbro like a week, couple of weeks after the movie, where they're like, there's a little kid in Japan who's been locked in his bedroom for 2 weeks and he's not coming out because Optimus Prime is dead.
Oh, Jesus.
They're like, so you got to bring back Optimus Prime. And then they were like, okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's why that zombie Optimus Prime thing happens in the cartoons and after the return of Optimus Prime. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about.
You think it's because of the way that the creative mind goes and this is the story they want to tell. No, it's just to sell some toys.
No. They get like the toy company put out a hit on these characters kids loved. I know this is the same thing. J. Michael Straczynski says the same stuff about the Real Ghostbusters cartoon where he's like, yeah,
he was involved with that?
He was the showrunner of it.
I had no idea. I know him from his run on, what is it, the Spider-Man, and I think he did Thor for a while as well.
Yes, he's the guy. Straczynski is the guy that said, like, Spider-Man doesn't always have to be a photographer. Like, he made Spider-Man a teacher. Straczynski's right. Also the guy that put Asgard in the middle of Kansas, like, yes, as a floating island.
The Siege, right? The Siege.
He didn't write Siege, but he was involved in it. Straczynski's also the creator and showrunner of Babylon 5. Like, his first big show was the Real Ghostbusters. And he said, like, they would give us a list of toys that had to be in every episode. They're like, we got to see the car once. We got to see this twice. We got to do this. We got to do that. And, but he found a pretty intelligent reason for why the Real Ghostbusters have different uniforms than the Ghostbusters in the movie, which is there's an episode of the Real Ghostbusters where their uniforms are all put in the washing machine and then they all get haunted by a ghost residue. And then the old Ghostbusters uniforms like attack them and they have proton packs. And so they have to get new uniforms that are all different colors.
So that's why the canonical, why the uniforms are different? I never thought of that.
Exactly.
I never saw that one.
See, it's interesting to me because it's like when you think of Secret War, the reason we have huge Marvel crossovers like Infinity War is because somebody had to write something for some toys. And, you know, and the reason why the Ghostbusters had all those cool new uniforms is that we had to write some for some toys. It's like when you got to work backwards from the problem, sometimes you get movie magic.
Sometimes it works out like that, right?
Exactly. Okay, I gotta go. I want you to tell me, though, Izzy, my friend, where can people give me a strong call to action for your online presence?
My little online empire. If you wanna check me out, if you wanna check out my work, my videos, everything that I do, you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Nobre, that's MRNOBRE, or on YouTube, just type that up, Mr. Nobre. My YouTube channel is going to come up. I talk about comic books, I talk about games, movies, nerd shit in general.
Now look, I'll say it, Izzy. I'll say it.
Say it.
You don't think I'll say it?
Say it.
Oh, I'll say it. I'm lucky to have you as someone who gives a shit about me. You're one of the first and only people who cares about whether or not I live or die.
It's that's very, not true. There's a lot of a lot of people who like you, Asterios. No. You know what? We always focus on the we have a tendency to focus on the negative.
Okay, that is true.
I even do that. Like there'll be 10 people who say they enjoy our work. There's that one guy who will call us something not nice, and we're like, oh man, I guess I am a cuck. I guess I am an asshole.
You'll be like, yeah,
because that one guy.
I guess my dad's right.
It's like Dick once said, it's like sometimes you do something and the internet turns into a lot of your dad.
Yeah.
That does happen.
But look, I'm not here to thank everyone else, although thank you if you're listening. I'm here to thank you, Izzy, being a cool, nice guy. Gives a shit about
a weirdo in New York. Thank you for coming on my show. I appreciate it. I appreciate you.
Right on, man. It's nice to be here. Finally, hey, we've been talking about doing a podcast together, like an episode together, for months now.
I know, it's completely my fault. But now, I've got a lot of free time, and it's time.
So I've heard.
It's time to talk with the boys on the block. Okay, I'm sorry. I gotta go. I love you, Izzy. I'll talk to you later. Okay.
Right on, man.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Bye
bye.